people who are driving, particularly in rural areas, and I represent very much a rural constituency, and there is little option other than people have to drive wherever they need to go, whether it's a hospital appointment or it's to work or bring their children to school, whatever, because everything else in rural Ireland has been cut back and been squeezed down. So many times when it comes to a certain time of year, all of us will have people on to us about school bus transport, where the children that normally, when we were going to school, got a bus to bring them to school, they can't get that anymore, they have to drive those children to school. And at the same time, they see the price of fuel going up and up and up all the time. They also see the price of insurance, and insurance was mentioned by many contributors here this evening. And I certainly know it. I've got a young family myself. Several of them are driving now. They've started in the last 3 or 4 years getting insurance, and you're talking about 1,700, 1,800, 2,000, that kind of money for to insure a car. And it is very, very debilitating for young people starting off in life that they pay such high numbers for insurance. We were told a couple of years ago, when there was big pressure for to bring down the claims, that that was going to bring down the insurance premiums. It didn't happen. So, Minister, it is a reflection of government that is not up to the job that it needs to do to put control on these big industries that are out there for to profiteer on the backs of ordinary people. The other one is, I think, is the tolls and the toll roads. We all use them every day of the week. We have no option but to use the tolls, and it is a huge problem because it is a money you have to pay every time you go through it, up and down through the toll, clocking it up, clocking it up, clocking it up all the time. And as bad as it is for those of us that drive a car, for those that are driving vans and driving trucks and delivering food and stuff into shops, etc., it's even worse. And that is going to put more pressure on the cost of living because the consumer at the end of the day are the ones that are going to have to pay those costs. So, Minister, I think if government is serious about doing something about the cost of living, they need to support this motion, but they need to act on these issues. And, you know, coming in here and telling us that the government is doing its best and things aren't as bad as you're trying to paint it and all those sorts of things is not going to work, because ordinary people out there know what they're having to pay. They see it every week when they get to, when they put fuel in their car. They see it every year when they get their insurance premium. They know it every day when they go through the toll roads. They need help from government. They don't need platitudes.